From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. The MRI machine in Dr. Owen Carmichael's lab blares as it scans a subject's brain. Carmichael, director of biomedical imaging at Pennington Research Center, studies those scans trying to understand how the brain ages. Wallace Watkins reports.
What you'll see on an MRI scan is the amount of brain tissue. And all of that brain tissue is part of the electrical circuitry that makes it possible for you to think.
Carmichael says as we age, our brains tend to shrink. And as that tissue goes away, the harder it becomes to think.
The young brain is like a grape that has just been pulled from the vine, and the elderly brain looks more like a raisin, in that it's kind of deflated and it's smaller in size. And the person with Alzheimer's disease, that looking like a raisin goes even further, so that it looks extremely shriveled up.
What makes the brain shrivel up? Carmichael thinks it could be in the heart. He's researching how managing things that contribute to heart health, like blood pressure and cholesterol, help the brain.
Staying physically fit, eating right, staying socially connected, and staying intellectually stimulated. All those things help the brain to age successfully.
The real mystery for Dr. Carmichael is something called cognitive reserve. Some people whose brains have shriveled haven't lost their ability to think or remember.
There's something about these brains that makes them resist. And it's a real mystery what that is. Why is it that some brains are able to defy things like Alzheimer's disease?
Carmichael is trying to figure out what those people did that blocked cognitive decline. But he doesn't expect the solution to be a silver bullet.
I want to know what all the little pieces of silver buckshot are for those people that seem to defy Alzheimer's disease.
The next step for Dr. Carmichael is to conduct a study of blood pressure medications. He'll take brain scans over time of participants who successfully lower their blood pressure to see if the brain tissue is preserved. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.